in the clear.
Unit 99 to KME 907. Unit 99, Sergeant Meredith, 909, in service, on the air. This is Sergeant Dan Meredith of Unit 99 at Headquarters, Police Department, City of Sacramento, California. My detail is to ride in Unit 99, our tape recorder-equipped radio car, and to respond whenever the dispatcher transmits a signal to one of our other units on duty somewhere in the city. At the scene, we make the recordings for this program. Now, to tell you more about Unit 99, here is our chief, James V. Hicks, Sacramento Police.
The job of a police officer is your protection. The cases you hear on this radio program are real cases. The police are real. The victims and the criminals are real. We are glad to provide Unit 99 and Sergeant Meredith so that you will hear how the police of a great city work night and day for your protection. Make no mistake about it. There are no actors on these tapes. They are real from beginning to end. Now to Unit 99 and Sergeant Dan Meredith on duty.
Units 22 and 24. 901 at 17th and F, Frank. Code 2. Check. Came in on a 7.
A code 2 on an accident at 17th and F, Frank. Motorcycles 22 and 24 are responding. Let's cover in with them. What's up?
This guy up here hit three cars. One of the guys is leaving. He's right up the street.
They're getting him.
I saw him into this car right here.
Oh, is this it over here?
We got three cars, three sports cars. He smashed in, sideswiped.
And where is he now, did you see?
We're holding him right here where his car stopped.
Where the other unit is?
Yes.
Okay. Let's go over there. Anybody hurt?
No. These are the individuals that...
Nobody. He wiped out the side of three cars back there.
Three parked cars. Three of them. Okay.
Hello, Dan.
Hello, Raph. Is this the driver?
Supposedly the driver of the car, yeah. Now, what happened?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I must have dozed off from the wheel. No lie.
You been drinking tonight?
No, I haven't, honest
to God. You haven't had anything to drink tonight?
No, nothing.
Would you go in and submit to a test for the doctor?
Yes, I will, yeah.
You will, huh?
Yeah. Man, I was sleeping.
Was this, this man here with you?
I don't think so.
No, nobody was with me.
You were all by yourself?
What seems to be so funny, my friend?
Well, you think I'm drinking, but I haven't been drinking.
Your eyes are quite dilated. What seems to be your troubles?
What caused you to weave all over the road?
I don't know. I mean, I was sleepy, man. I mean, I must have...
You don't look like you're sleepy now.
But I am sleepy.
Let's see your arms. Roll up your sleeves. Let's see. Why are you so sleepy?
That looks like a new mark there.
Let's see your other arm.
Looks like scar tissue.
Yeah.
You sure you don't use a needle?
Nope.
Why are you shaking so much now for?
I'm cold. I had a jacket on.
It's not too cold out here.
Have you ever been arrested before?
No, never.
Why are you so sleepy?
Well, I guess I must have stayed up all night last night.
Do you know whether you stayed up all night or not?
Yeah.
Did you stay up all night?
Last night I did, yeah.
Actually. Did you stay up all day today?
Yes,
did. Did you work today?
No, I don't work today. No.
Well, you didn't work today at all? You were up all last night, up all today? You going to stay up all night tonight, too?
No, I mean, that's where I was going to go home right now.
Were you injured at all?
Injured?
Yeah.
No.
Were you hurt?
No.
You weren't hurt in the accident at all? Was there anybody else hurt, do you know?
No.
Do you know how many cars you hit?
No, I don't even know.
You don't know. You say that you followed him since you on 12th Street.
Since 12th Street.
And he came underneath the underpass there.
Yes.
And he hit the curb under the underpass.
Yes.
As he came out from there.
Yeah.
And you followed him from there. He turned left onto F Street, and you followed him down F Street.
Yeah, he stopped. There was a red light up here, and he stopped right out in the middle of the intersection. We didn't think he was going to stop. And then he stopped, and then he came one more block, and he was going to hit that sign up here. So you know where those things in the middle of the street come around? So he decided to come around. I don't think he was going to turn, but he realized that he was going to hit those signs, so he turned. He turned in this lane, the right-hand lane.
Right-hand lane.
Yeah. And then he came down here, and we followed him to get his license number because we thought he might be drunk. And we followed him up to here, and then he hit those three cars and pulled up here. And we got up here right away.
You got here right away, and yeah. You can identify him as the driver
yeah.
of the car.
Well, I looked at him. I took a good look at him. He was right next to me.
Garfield, you handed me some pills here. Where were they taken from?
He took them out of his pocket here in the back seat. He stated he hasn't been drinking, but he has his small bottle of pills. He stated he's been to a show tonight, took four of these pills. The pills on the bottle say for nervousness. They say to take only one tablet at a time. Evidently, four would make a person either unstable, as this gentleman is tonight.
What does this pill or these pills consist of?
I don't know.
Now, why is it you took four of them?
I don't know. I just wanted to take four. That was all.
You wanted to take four?
Yeah.
You must have had some reason for it.
No, it wasn't good enough.
Do you get these from a doctor's prescription?
Yeah.
What did your doctor give them to you for?
Today.
What for did he give them to you?
For nervousness right there.
Why did you start going to the doctor?
Oh, I just like to have those things, you know, because when I sing, you know, I sing and then...
Well, in other words, you take these pills just to brace yourself when you sing.
Yeah.
No, do you sing publicly?
Yeah, sing publicly, yeah.
In other words, actually, there's nothing wrong with you. You just take these pills to help you out, to brace yourself.
Yeah.
Same as some people drink, you take pills. Have you ever taken these pills just for the thrill of it before?
You mean just for kicks?
Yeah.
No. Four pills.
Have you ever taken four pills at a time before?
Yeah, I guess a lot of times, but it never affected me this way as it did tonight.
What's the largest number of pills you've ever taken at one time?
Five, I guess.
Did you feel you were capable of driving a car after taking four or five pills?
I don't know, you know. I mean, I don't know, because when I was coming out of the movie, you know, today, over at El Paso Heights.
Yeah.
And, man, I was sleepy. I mean...
In other words, you knew you shouldn't be driving. You felt unconscious.
I even fell asleep inside the show.
But yet you got out of the car.
You know, when I got in my car and I started coming home, that's where I was going to go right now, home.
Well, what are you going to do, Garfield?
We'll take him down and have the doctor examine him, finish up the report here, and it depends on what the doctor says down at the emergency.
They should be here now. Let's go in the emergency. Doctor, what is your conclusion on this driver?
My conclusions are that I believe this man has not been consuming alcohol, but his ability to operate an automobile is impaired due to probably consumption of some type of drug.
Rath, you have the final on the doctor's examination, don't you?
Yes, I do.
What are you going to do now?
Well, we're going to take this man up and place him in a city jail and charge him with violation of Section 506B of the California Vehicle Code, which is driving under the influence of a barbiturate or other drug.
The influence of a drug was just as dangerous as a drunk driver. Further investigation revealed that he actually had taken at least eight of the tranquilizing pills. At the emergency hospital, his reactions and a sobriety examination were virtually the same as those of an intoxicated person. He damaged three cars to the extent of about $850, and he was lucky he didn't kill or injure at least himself.
Unit 3, 940A, regarding a pickpocket at the Cuba Cafe, 4th and Capitol. Okay, 3, KME 907.
That was a call for Unit 3, pickpocket at Cuba Cafe. That's in the lower end of town, about 4th and Capitol. We better go in with him. Now we're here at the Cuba Cafe before the unit. Here comes a fellow up now. Turn the window down. Yes, who called us?
I'm the one.
What do you want?
Somebody lift his wallet, see?
Lifted whose wallet?
His.
Where is he?
It's the man down here on the right, going down here on the, in a raincoat.
You stand by here, we'll be back.
All right.
Davies, one of those three fellows going down there just picked this guy's pocket. You want to go with us?
Yeah.
Which three? Right up here ahead of us. This fellow's victim is back at the Cuba. And he claims one of these fellows is one of them. Okay, let's get up. Now, get over there with your hands against the wall, will you?
Where'd you guys just come from?
I just walked up the street here.
From where?
I've been in the Cuba.
There goes the unit. I had the original call on it.
Okay. You want my daughter?
They're circling around there. They'll probably pick the victim up and bring him here.
Did you ever hear Ordinance 1817 of 4 series?
Well, just a minute. I'll call the unit up here with the victim. Unit 99 to KMA 907.
Hello, Dana.
Will you inform the unit that went on that pickpocket case to meet the beat officers at 1207 Number 4 Street?
Yes, 1207 4th Street. Unit 3, meet the beat officers at 1207 4th Street.
1207 4th.
Yes.
This man's an ex-convict. He's on parole.
Where'd you fall from?
Right here, sir.
What was the place you stuck up here in Sacramento?
Stuck up? Oh, in 51?
The armed robbery.
That was this Shell's
service station around the corner?
Yes, sir.
There's the unit. I'll get over here. Which one?
One of the raincoat on the right.
Raincoat? He's an ex-con.
This one here?
Yeah.
He's an ex.
Did you shake him down, Dave?
Yeah.
How about that?
I didn't look at his shoes, though, or his socks.
This the man?
Yeah.
This one here.
Right.
And I'm not the second man.
No.
The first man right here.
This man right here.
What have I school that did to this fight? If I may ask?
You want to tell the whole story?
Yeah. I'll tell the whole story to you. I was standing up here in the bar. He bumped into me. He said, I excuse you. I bumped into you. And I reached back and missed my vehicle. Just as he bumped into me, I missed my vehicle.
And had you had it...
I hadn't vehicle until he bumped into me.
How much money did you have in it?
I have stolen to beat him for something. I'd like to have...
About $20.
I just talked to him in the restroom over drinking out of a bottle. This fella here.
Which one? Him?
This one.
All right. What was
I just talked with him.
What did he tell you?
He and I had a drink.
We had a drink in the...
We talked. The usual, it's one thing or another that you do in the restroom, having a drink, and I walked out. When I walked out of the bar, someone came out behind me, and the door hit me. I bumped into this fella. I begged his pardon.
Did this man grab the wallet?
I don't know who. I don't even know if anyone lost any wallet. When the dough hit me, I bumped into him. I begged his pardon. Stood in front of the place. Just walked away from there until this fella came down. Where is he? This fella came down there and told me that the girl wanted to see me up here in Stanley's. That's where I was here. See, I have no reason to take nothing from nobody. I work every day. I make $155 every 2 weeks. I'm a cook. I'm an ex-con, yeah. Parole officer got me that job, and I've been working there ever since.
These other fellas with you all the time, these other two?
This fella here was in the Cuba when I come out of the restroom. He doesn't know anything about me other than just when I came out. May I fasten this up?
Yeah.
When I came out of the Cuba and stood in front of it. Pickpocket is not something that I've been convicted of, although I've been convicted twice out of San Francisco for burglary and here for armed robbery. Now that I have a job, I don't have to do nothing. I've never...
The other officers backtracking here to see if they can locate the wallet they might have discarded. That's Devers and Davies are backtracking. McKnight, beat officer, and patrolman
Morrison is here with the fellows. Here comes Devers.
It's about that long.
But I haven't.
And open like a book.
Then I wouldn't have no reason to.
Davis. Did you find anything?
No.
This fellow's pretty positive. He's been drinking a little, though. But this other boy that's with him seems to think that he had had it just prior to the pocket being picked.
Did you find a wallet on the street?
No, I looked here for the corner and gutter and everything. I have cars and doors and everything.
I see Davies has gone all the way down to the Cuba. He's on the way back now.
There's quite a gang there. They could have passed anywhere.
Yeah. But this fellow's pretty positive that this other man took it, so.
Oh, he's definitely took the guy's wallet, but he threw it away.
Did anybody
see it? Three or four people down there told me he took the wallet.
Did he take it or was it given to him?
He took it.
Well, Sergeant, we search him on the street here and unable to locate the wallet. And he's con-wise. He's been in before. He's an ex-convict. And evidently he's discarded the wallet somewhere. So we're going to book him into court and let the court decide what they're going to do on the case.
If this man did steal a wallet, there was no physical evidence of it. Neither the wallet nor its contents was found. However, the victim was positive in his identification of the suspect, and so were other witnesses at the cafe where the theft is supposed to have taken place. The suspect was charged, however, under one of the many sections of the vagrancy law.
Unit 4. An attempted suicide at W. William. Code 2. Check for TAMI 907.
A Unit 4 just got a Code 2 on an attempted suicide. Code 2 means hurry, but no red lights or siren. We'll check it out.
Units here, in fact, two of them are.
On the 29th.
Officers Dennis and his partner are bringing a young lady out from the house. County?
Yeah, sleeping pills.
Sleeping pills? Are you...
I'm her sister.
Could you give us a little information on this?
Yeah, I guess I can. She's just despondent, upset. She took about, she said 12 or 15, codeine.
I see.
And her husband called me, and I tried to get her to go to the emergency hospital and have her stomach pumped, but I can't do anything with it.
Yes, we'll meet you over there. I shall. Go ahead, please.
And so he called me at... about 1 o'clock, and I just dashed over, and I couldn't get her to drink any black coffee.
How long has this been now?
Oh, I think it's been about an hour and a half or 2 hours since you took them.
Well, I'll rush you right over now and have the authorities over there work on her. How old a woman is she?
Oh, let's see, she's 29.
29. Despondent.
Mm-hmm.
Did she say she was going to take her life?
Well, not exactly. She said she just was tired. She's ill a lot. I mean, she's had migraine headaches and... she's been through a lot, I know that, but then I don't know why she...
Did you say she was tired of living?
Well, she said she was just tired. She didn't say she was tired of living. She said, I'm just tired.
Has she done this before?
No.
All right, then. Would you care to go with us over to the county?
Yeah, I guess
all
I don't miss. I just...
Okay, get in the back seat, please. This is the door to the emergency ward. Go right in.
She's despondent over this son that she, baby she had that died.
Oh, I see. How's she look?
Well, she don't look too bad. She says she took them about 11:30, and she claims to have taken 12 or 13 Efferin compounds. However, I think that if she took that much, why, it'd probably show a reaction more than she has now.
That's only 2 hours ago. Are these the pills?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Efferin.
Yeah.
How many was in there? Do you know that she took that many?
No, there's quite a few in there. I just got that pill the other day.
You did, huh?
Yeah, not the whole bottle. Just, I think it was about 14.
Well, she took that many, they're real slow working, I'll tell you.
Well, she's on the gurney here. The nurse is talking to her. Officer Green is standing by.
Just exactly why did you do it?
I don't know. I just despondent over my boy. I just can't get over it. It's been 4 years, and I just Get over it.
You lost your boy 4 years ago?
Almost 4 years.
Do you have any more children? Don't you think they want you around? Well, it's kind of a silly thing to do, then. What are they going to do without you? Huh? You don't want anything like this to happen again. You'll be all right. You don't have to worry. Did you ever try that? You ever do this before?
Never.
This is the first time you've ever tried anything. Just felt kind of rough tonight? Is that what it is? How old was your boy?
9 and a half.
9 and a half? How old is your other boy?
He's 10 now.
Let's see, where's he at now tonight?
He's home.
Well, you don't want to do this now again. I mean, that...
I'm sorry.
That little boy needs you.
No, he's his daddy's boy.
Well, he needs his mother, too. All children do.
My boy's gone.
No. Your other boy needs you just as bad as this other boy that you've lost. They all need you just the same.
Dennis, what are you going to do now?
Well, we've already called in a casualty report. The doctor's going to go ahead and pump her stomach. I believe she's going to be all right.
Doctor, I want to ask you about her condition. How is it?
Well, she doesn't appear to be too serious at the present time. We'll have to observe her for about 4 to 6 hours. Maximum effect from the drug will be about 4 hours from now. Judging from the amount that she took, it's probably a borderline toxic dose.
Not serious.
It doesn't appear to be serious at the present time.
The young woman who took the overdose of painkilling compound recovered. Her sister acted wisely in calling the police. That is a point I have made frequently. In time of trouble or difficulty, you'll find your police department ready and able to provide assistance. Never hesitate to call them.
This is Unit 99. These on-the-scene tape recordings were provided by the Sacramento Police Department and were made on duty by Sergeant Dan Meredith in Unit 99. Your host is Chief James V. Hicks of the Sacramento Police Department.
KMA 907, Sacramento Police. Unit 99. Are you in the clear?
Unit 99 to KMA 907. Unit 99, Sergeant Meredith, 909, in service, on the air.
Unit 99 has come to you through the worldwide facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.